Thank you for calling XPO. We're speaking with John. I'm open.
Hey, Mr. John. This is Joanna from XPO. I have a job number I need you to look at for me, please.
All right, go ahead.
Job number is 0681. The letter C like Charlie, number 9. Number 4, the letter C like Charlie.
Okay, not going to open.
Yes, this is the second or third time the customer has called in. The reason that he called in, he do have a complaint. Even though in the notes it does show that the driver called us to get a not-at-home code for this customer, the customer said the driver never called him. He never spoke to a guy on the phone at all. The phone call that he got was from our scheduling department here. When the driver called them to get the not-at-home, they reached out to the customer. The customer did answer. So he spoke with the lady from our department saying, hey, the driver's at your home. And so he said, well, I didn't get a call from the driver to say that they were 30 minutes out. I was at the grocery store. So he said it took him literally 9 minutes to get there. And when he got there, he never saw our truck. The truck never left because he'd never seen one. He said it's one way in their street and one way out. And he never saw the truck or passed the truck if they were there. So they did call back in, and I think the agent said she had to wait until they give them a code, but I don't show the release code. However, he do want his appliances delivered today. He stated that his wife is a nurse, and it's mandatory that she washes her uniforms because of what she's dealing with out and about, and he has kids. And he said he would not be calling back if it wasn't urgent. He said he wouldn't even call back if the driver did attempt to call him, but they didn't. He did not speak with the guy about them going.
So the carrier called in after calling him and then not at home. He did wait at the house for 20 minutes. He did call the office.
He said he didn't see anybody. He said no one was at his home. He didn't see anybody. That's what the customer said.
I'll also reach out to the carrier to to get a screenshot of him making that phone call to see if it's in his phone, to see if he didn't make the phone call. And so it looks like he's been waiting.
So you say that you call your driver and asked him for a screenshot of the customer's home to identify that they were there.
No, the photo is already uploaded into the job that shows the customer's home. I'm calling them for a screenshot of.
Okay, what kind of home did he have so I can ask them to describe it?
All right, looks to be. Maybe a townhouse. From the photo, it will not be that clear.
Yeah, because the customer said that he never saw anyone. It's a one-way street, one way in and one way out.
One second. Hello.
I'm here, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, it looks to be a townhouse.
Excuse me?
Looks to be a townhouse from the photo I'm looking at.
Okay, your name?
My name's John. And he also said he did have that screenshot of when he called the customer, and we will upload it to the job also.
Okay, I will let him know and I'll verify with him what type of home he live in, okay?
All right.
And if that's accurate information, then he don't have a choice but to reschedule.
All right, thanks so
All right,
much.
thank you.
Bye.